Coach, you know, Lewis Delmas has been fighting injuries since August. It wasn't said about him that he's still fighting to get out there with two games left.
It shows how important the game of football is to him. You know, we're not battling for the playoffs, but he has he's battled through just about every kind of circumstance. And he means an awful lot to our defense. You saw the play he made on the big third down stop last week. And, you know, when we've been so many games where we've been one play short, you know, lose a guy that can make that one play in the game.
Is part of that him trying to, you think, prove something to himself and to other people that he can be available and still play and get out there?
I don't think he's trying to prove anything to anybody. He's a professional football player. He's passionate about the game. He loves to play. And every opportunity he can, he's going to go show that. So, you know, his days of proving stuff are long in the past. He's just a competitor. He's a good teammate. He wants to be out there for his team, for his teammates, and he makes a difference when he is.
Does it speak a lot to his character? Because a lot of guys, you know, especially going to free agency, would say, I'll just save myself and be careful.
He's got great football character. You know, so somebody asked that question earlier this week, what football character is, and you know, you could probably say Lou Delmas. He's a guy that prepares every week. Early in the season, he wasn't, he wasn't really available to play. So he was still waiting or still healing from the surgery. But he prepared every week like he was. He was really a good mentor for the younger players, for the other players in the room. It has nothing to do with what his contract is or anything else. It's the fact that there's a football game Saturday night and he's going to do everything he can to play.
Another player's been out there an awful lot and has been Chris Houston in the secondary. How much has it meant to be able to depend on him game in, game out?
You know, since he's been here, I think that's been a good word for him, is dependable. He's a very consistent performer from week to week. We missed him a lot when he was out early in the season. But he's a veteran player. He doesn't make very many mistakes. And he's also this year has taken the challenge of covering some pretty tough wide receivers. You know, going back early in the season, the first game he was back, I think the Tennessee game, he was, you know, went after matching up Britt. And every week it was sort of the same thing with him. So, Chris is, like you said, the consistency is a good word for him, but he's also added a little more to his game this year.
Would you even recognize him from film from his, you know, rookie years, first 2 years? Is he that different a player, that much more advanced?
His knowledge of the game, yeah. I think the biggest thing that Chris did is just learn how to play the ball down the field. And I think we saw that, you know, we've seen that with a couple guys that we've had that that are young players. Jonte Green's had a couple that, deep balls down the field that he's lost and, balls sort of got away from him. Bill Bentley, when he was playing, he had a couple of those situations. And Chris was like that early in his career. And in true professional fashion, he evaluated what it was that he needed to do better. He worked very hard with Tim Walton to correct that and to sort of put it in his past. And he's much, much improved. I don't think you would recognize that. His ability to play the ball down the field has been the difference for Chris. A lot of his other game is the same. You know, Chris has good quickness, all those different things. But the ability to play the ball down the field is an area that you wouldn't recognize, but he's much improved over the course of the last few years.
Jim, you've had some success with moving cornerbacks Bouvet and Don Carey to safety. Is there any chance Bartel fits into that way of thinking for you?
He fits that size. We signed him as a corner, but he does fit that size profile. And that size profile, that used to be something that was, I don't say unique to us, but there were fewer teams that were going with that profile. Over the last couple of years, pretty much everybody in the NFL has gone to that same profile for safeties. To speak on Don Carey, you know, at the end of the year last year, he got in, he played a little corner for us. He had played some nickel, played special teams, and that was his role at the end of the year. But when we signed him, when we were working to develop him, we were working on developing him as a safety. And that's where we were in the offseason, and unfortunately he got hurt in training camp. Never really got a chance to show up, was going to be out an extended period of time. But when he came back, he took advantage of his opportunities. He's prepared very well. He's a smart player. He's really taken to the mental side of the game that a safety has to be able to do. There's been very few missed assignments when he's in there. He's a very good communicator. You know, he probably had one bad play on the year when in the Colts game where the wide out on the one play crossed his face. He took a bad angle, but the rest of the time he's played really good football for us, and he's deserved it. He's worked really hard for it.
So maybe this is building on the football character question or duplicating it, but what does it say about your team that I guess the attitude in the locker room is maintained, I guess, upbeat throughout the week when losing can be very trying on professional athletes?
It's tough. I mean, it's the toughest situation to have to handle, and I think that it's what we're paid to do. I don't want to give anybody a pat on the back for competing, for staying focused, and for working hard. We haven't always played our very best, but you get judged by wins and losses, not if you're, hanging in.
Now, just with Bartel, though, just to be clear, no decision has been made in terms of what he may be doing in the offseason.
Oh no, yeah. I mean, like I said, we signed him as a corner. We liked him. We liked him there. He's got very good size. He's experienced. But you know, with all our players, sort of evaluate them and put them where we think they can do best. But to have those guys that are multidimensional, that can cover wide receivers, that can cover tight ends like Tony Gonzalez, I mean, that's definitely a attribute that we look for in safeties.
Just one thing about the Falcons, you've got a team that has a running back, tight end, multiple wide receivers, and a quarterback who can get the ball to them. How much heat does that put on the defense as opposed to, other than it might be less dimensional?
Well, I mean, that's certainly what we've aspired to on offense. You know, and we have a great player in Calvin Johnson and, quarterback in Stafford. The whole idea is surround them with the ability to make a defense pay if they pay too much attention to one or another, and it hasn't gone according to plan this year with us, mainly because of injuries. And last year, I think you could say the same about the Falcons. They had gone all in on Julio Jones, and you know didn't get that immediate gratification from that move. But this year, you're seeing why they did that. Roddy White's a better player because of it. Tony Gonzalez is a better player. Their run game is in a better position. The quarterback's a better player. He's got more places to go with the ball. He's got quicker answers. He's got guys, particularly the two wideouts, that are very good run after the catch guys. They can take a hitch and run past people. You see, Julio Jones has done it. Roddy White's always been a good run after the catch guy. But you know, it's easy to see what their plan is and how it's affected them, because a few years ago, you would have taken the approach of the Falcons of, hey, look, you're going to have to load up and stop the run and sort of, I won't say dare them to pass, but hold on against the pass game. But now they have good tight end. They have, you know, multiple wide receivers. Douglas has made a lot of plays for him in the slot also. Two running backs. Rodgers has made a lot of plays. You know, when people drop back and play zone, Rodgers has made a lot of plays and getting run after the catch. I think he's their fifth leading receiver or something like that. But he's got close to 40 catches, I think. So,
on Calvin, one more for Coach.
On Calvin and his pursuit of that record, can you just put into words how impressive it is what he's already done and the numbers that might be? And I assume it's not just a matter of, you know, evolving passing games.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's passing it a lot more. I think it is hard to put in words. I think that the one thing about Calvin is it really hasn't been a story for him particularly. You know, it's been a league story. It's been a local story. But it's not like, you know, he's sitting around thinking during game plan meetings about getting the record. What he's thinking about is going out and doing what he can to contribute to a win and how he can best do that. And as a result of that, you know, he's stayed on track. He's battled through injuries. He's seen a lot of other players on offense, you know, not be on the field with him, and he's had to shoulder a bigger load. But he's up for it every single week, and he's been consistent from week to week. He's also had, Mikel LeShore was you know, sort of thanking him a couple times today on the balls inside the 1 yard line that he's had, you know. But Calvin just sort of shakes it off, you know. We had a play in practice and Calvin was probably out on about the 1/2 yard line. He toe tapped the sideline and Mikel said, you know, hey, I'll take it from here. And you know, Calvin just, you know, he doesn't as long as we get the touchdown, it doesn't bother him. I dare say if we were able to win the last 2 games and he didn't get the record, he would still be very content and he would still be very happy that we won those 2 games. And that's why we signed him to a long-term deal, not just his talent on the field, but how good a guy he is.